Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Pure Gold Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PGM, and on the OTC markets under the symbol LRTNF, also on the London Exchange under the symbol PUR. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Darren LeBrenz. Now, I get a lot of emails on Pure Gold Mining, and I think the emails are focused on not just the fact that the company will be producing gold still estimated at the end of this year, but also on the exploration program that is currently ongoing. And just recently, more at the beginning of this month, we got the first batch of drill results. Darren, let's start off with the drill program. Just to bring everybody up to speed, the company has the Pure Gold Mine or the Pure Gold Mining Complex. You have a 30,000 meter drill program underway. From my understanding, this drill program is really looking to add ounces to the mine plan, as well as, who knows, make some new discoveries, maybe a high grade discovery that can be brought in earlier to the overall mine plan and economics. Please share with us a general overview of the ongoing drill program.
Yeah, thank you. We're really excited about the ongoing drill program, and it's kind of a rare opportunity here where we're, you know, in the final months of completing a mine with first gold production targeted for late this year. But the opportunity here to continue to share the growth story of Pure Gold, if you will. To that end, we've initiated a first phase of our exploration program is 30,000 meters of drilling. We've been drilling underground in the footprint of our phase one mine, really with the goal of converting resources to reserves and in areas that will have the potential to impact the near-term mine plan. We're also looking to grow our recent discoveries. So if I step back for a moment, we've got a million ounce probable reserves at 9 grams per ton that we're constructing on today. But that comes from a broader 2.1 million ounces of indicated resource at 9 grams and a half million ounces of inferred at around 8 grams. And many of that lies in these discoveries that sit outside the footprint of our phase one mine. So these are things like the Fork Zone, the Wedge Zone, the Russet South Zone, areas where we've drilled from surface down to 300 to 500 meters. We've established resources already, but they're open for expansion. And so part of our work program here is also designed to grow those discoveries with, you know, those areas that we see potential to convert into a future expanded mine plan. And then, as you alluded to, the third aspect or goal of our program is really to look for that, you know, explosive transformative growth opportunity, those high-grade zones that have defined Red Lake history.
So just to bring everybody up to speed regarding the resources and reserves here, you have the Madsen deposit, which accounts for a little over 1.8 million ounces of gold. You also have the Fork Zone, the Russet South, the Wedge Zone, and also this 8 Zone, all of which are being explored. But where are the drills currently?
Yeah, that's interesting. Those are, you know, they're all kind of geographical or geometrical references, if you will, that we use as operators to define specific areas that we're operating in. You know, when you step back and have a look at it holistically, you know, the Pure Gold Mine is really comprised of a number of different zones. It's a mineral system that spans 7 kilometers in length to date, from the Wedge Zone in the south end through Fork and into the main part of the deposit. Really, our drilling is designed to try and tie it all together. Right now, we've been drilling underground, again, you know, about 250 meters below surface in the footprint of existing infrastructure. And we've got 2 rigs on surface that are currently turning in the Wedge Zone. The Wedge sits at the south end of the mineral system. It's most recent of our discoveries, and I really like the area. It looks to have super continuity. It's, high grade. It runs from surface down to a depth known today of about 300 meters in resources, but all kinds of room to expand it. So pretty excited about that aspect of our program.
So Darren, what's the news flow going to look like outside of simply just drill results? I get that you will continue to have drill results. And the interesting thing, I think, for investors is that this isn't just infill drilling trying to convert ounces here. This is truly trying to add ounces to the books. Will you be doing updated resources? How is that all going to balance out with this large drill program?
Yeah, this is going to be an incredibly newsy period, if you will. It's hard to believe, but I think we've perfectly timed our delivery to the market here with respect to first production, with first ore delivery to the mill by the end of the year. We're looking today at a very buoyant gold market, and when you think about it in Canadian terms, today we're $2,460 an ounce, a record again today. So our timing, I think, is absolutely perfect. I think it's really important to note that this is the first phase of what we see as very much a scalable asset with a multi-phased approach to developing it out. From a news flow perspective, we're going to have ongoing drill results, every 2 to 3 weeks from not only through this year, but all the way through next year as we conduct our aggressive exploration plan. Obviously, have a number of milestone announcements as we move to that first production, which, again, is only 4 months away. And so, that looks really strong. Ultimately, with the expansion of our drilling program, looking to build resources, we would look to update our resources and reserves. And with the right mass, we would move those surface discoveries into engineering work to ultimately show what an economic mine plan might look like with an expanded production profile. So it's we're building a mine, but we're not slowing down. We're already thinking about where the growth is going to come from. We've got resources there today. We're drilling to grow those resources. We've done early stage engineering already, and we want to move it very quickly into a scenario where we can really expose or unveil what the true potential of our asset is.
Now, if we recap the feasibility study that came out February of last year, 2019, the economics look very impressive. You have an IRR of 51%, free cash flow of almost $600 million. You're estimating all-in sustaining costs at under $800 an ounce. This is all helped by generally higher grades, so about 9 grams per ton gold. When you're starting up this mine, you obviously have a pretty locked down mine plan, but how quickly can it be adjusted if you do hit, let's say, a high grade pocket or something does surprise you from this drilling?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And again, from a timing perspective, the margin expansion we've seen since we put that feasibility study out is astounding. With all-in sustaining costs that are projected at sub $800 per ounce, we're looking today at at about a 1,400 Canadian margin on a per ounce basis. So simple math: if you have 100,000 ounces of production in a year, you're looking at $140 million of free cash flow. So it's it's absolutely incredible what we've seen over the last year. I think that we can be quite nimble from an underground mining perspective with the right development in place. We are doing very well on the underground front. We're moving forward about 60% better than planned, which means that we'll open up the deposit quicker. It'll allow us to make decisions about what areas to mine first to optimize it on high grade up front. And ultimately, our 8 zone is our high grade zone, runs about 3 times higher grade than the overall resource grade. And so we think that we can get there much quicker with the work that we're doing underground today. So, I think it's going to be really exciting with respect to the potential to shift things around and maximize that upfront cash flow.
So in terms of cash that the money has, one thing that did catch a lot of people's eyes was the financing with Eric Sprott, who is already a shareholder of the company. But in terms of cash in the bank, how much cash do you have in the bank, first and foremost?
Yeah, so as of July 1st, we have 90 million Canadian in the bank and an undrawn debt facility of US 35 million.
And then when it comes to building out this mine and exploration, how much is budgeted for both of these?
Yeah, so we're fully funded through to completion. We'll have a strong $25 million buffer in place at completion. In addition, we've got a fully funded exploration plan of about $15 million. And so you can see that we're well capitalized to bring us through into commercial production early next year and to execute on our aggressive exploration program.
So gold pour, hopefully, if everything stays on track by the end of this year in December. But in the meantime, a lot of continued exploration. How do you want investors to view this overall story? Obviously, some people are looking at the economics from that feasibility study saying, well, this looks like it should be a profitable mine in a good jurisdiction in Canada. But with the exploration potential, especially over this almost 10 kilometers, where's the balance here for investors?
Yeah, I think we're looking at coming into production here, as I said, perfectly timed to the market. Bear in mind, when you look at the numbers of that feasibility study, they're already out of date. They're out of date with respect to gold price. They're out of date with respect to the development that we foresee underground. And importantly, they're out of date with respect to the broader view that we see for growth on this asset. So the way I like to look at it is you kind of get the phase one mine cash flow, and that's really what you're investing in. We're getting a re-rate as we come into production. As you said, we're going to be the fifth highest grade mine in Canada in production. We'll be the 17th highest grade mine in the world, which drives strong margins. So you get that for free, or basically you're paying for that, but then you get all this exploration upside for free. And so we're looking to grow those resources in our phase two mine plan, if you will, and ultimately incorporate them into an expanded mine plan. And that's something we'll be very aggressive on in the next 18 months.
Do you have any comments on the sensitivity to the gold price since the feasibility study was done at $1,500 an ounce US plus the exchange rate balance? Any updated numbers that you can give us when we are seeing a gold price in around the 1800 level?
Yeah, I think one way to look at that is, if I step back to Canadian dollar terms, you're about 2,000 Canadian an ounce at 1,500 US. Today we're 2,460, so $460 an ounce higher, and so that's all margin. On 1 million ounce reserves, we're looking at $460 million of additional cash flow based on that change alone. And so obviously that's just cascades down into all the metrics. It looks very attractive at today's metal price, and certainly I think we're in good shape as we come into first production. Beyond that, we're targeting a 12-year mine life of 100,000 ounces a year in that phase one mine plan. But when you start thinking about an expanded mine plan and mining Fork, Wedge, Russet South concurrently with the phase one mine, expanding the plant and driving it up into that 150,000-200,000 ounce per year profile, it's not a linear curve from 100,000 to 200,000 ounces a year, and certainly from a valuation perspective, that's what's driving us.
All right, Dan, we're going to wrap it up there. I do appreciate this update, and hey, I think it's an early on update because of all the drilling and exploration that is ongoing. Plus, I'm sure you'll be updating everybody with general progress on getting the first gold pour by the end of the year. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. As I said, I've gotten a number of emails from all of you just outlining that you are shareholders. So, hey, keep those questions coming, and I will get Darren back on the show to address all of those. Darren, appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much.